everyone, and welcome to the Fresh Podcast Market. I'm Panda, and I'm here with my co-host, Teresa, who was just making an interesting face before we got started. Tees, do you want to share with the class?
Yeah, I didn't realize. So I saw that you saw the funny tweet that I sent you on Twitter, yes. And I was like, that's a different heart react than normal. I didn't know that you could use all emojis to react now on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's what that face was. When did that happen?
Like a couple of weeks ago, and I've just gone mad with power in the Twitter DM reacts.
I didn't notice until now.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
yeah.
Big win.
Big win today. So, hi, Tees. How's it going?
I'm good, Panda. How are you? Bass is being so yucky.
Oh, Miss Bassy.
Yeah, we keep a little, like, crinkle toy on a string, and for some reason, my computer desk came with these two hooks, so if you're gamer moded, you can like put your headphones on them type deal. So Lily had, I gave Lily in Richmond, and I was like, I'm gonna be gone for a week, go build my desk for me, and they were like yes. So
local IKEA lesbian,
yes,
thrilled to have a task.
Yes. So when Lily made the desk, they put both of the hooks on both sides, so we rest the little toy, like the wand part of it, on the two hooks. So Bass has now gotten to the habit of whenever she wants to play with the wand, she like hits it until it comes off. And then if she wants to play with it after it's on the floor, she just puts her paws up on top of my desk like she's doing right now. And wow. She's not supposed to put her paws on the table. So she's being a little yucky right now. But how are you?
I am doing just fine. Mm-hmm. Mostly same old over here. Not really much to report in terms mm-hmm. of watching things, media things. Mm-hmm. You and I both are in the middle of season 2 of The Bear.
Yes.
I am about to start episode 8 and you are about to start episode 7. So mm-hmm. we are very close. I'm excited for you for episode 7 because episode 7 kicks ass.
Hell yeah. Maybe I'll watch more after we're done recording. I find it very surprising that you haven't watched or read or experienced anything else recently.
I have. Let's see. Now that I try to think of literally
that's always
anything,
how it is.
I mean, like, Spider-Verse came out, and
yes.
Both of us saw that.
Yes.
I'm very interested to know what you thought about the Spider-Verse.
So I'm going to say something
blasphemous. You're not really a superhero person, but you did enjoy the first one.
I did. I really liked the first one. I also have always had a soft spot for Miles Morales, even though I never was like a big fan or anything like that.
Sure.
Bass alert. Aww. So you know how in Cats, the whole plot is let me introduce myself and then I could be picked to be God's most specialist cat? That's Spider-Verse. And I don't think enough people are talking about this.
You are so, your brain is
Am
so
I wrong?
Big and you're so brilliant.
Is Am I thing? Wrong?
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. And it's also so true.
I
don't mind. I also
yeah.
love cats. I am glad I went into Spider-Verse knowing that it had kind of a non-ending because I saw someone mention that on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other people are not going in knowing that and are coming out a little disappointed about the fact that it is just setting up for the next movie. I get that. I feel like the movie is still good enough that it stands mm-hmm. on its own. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a really beautiful movie. I will say that it was animated gorgeously.
Every 10 minutes, I was thinking to myself, this is the coolest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of, did you end up, I know the Nimona movie came out today. Did you end up watching
it
today?
Yes, I did. I watched it.
I never read it.
I watched it. I don't know how much you would really like the comic because it's, I mean, I like it a lot and I do think it is really good, but also because it's one of those things that like was being written as it was being made, it kind mm-hmm. of like, it can get a little meandery.
Of course.
The movie does a really good job of like sticking to the spirit of the mm-hmm. story and like
okay.
making it into an actual like 3-act structure.
Uh-huh.
And like condensing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And And the movie, it's just, it's fucking brilliant, isn't it? Like, yeah. The movie's so good. Like,
oh, I'm so
I
glad.
I watched it with friend of the pod, Jeff Hayboots. We watched it on Discord this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I just, with the both of us the whole time, we're just like stars in our eyes. It was, it's gorgeous.
I'm so glad.
It's fun. It's funny. Like, all of the voice acting is so good. Like, mm-hmm. This is like a career high for Chloe Grace Moretz, in my opinion. I think she's fucking brilliant. And I mean, like, she's always really good, but like, I think she mm-hmm. is incredible here. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, so the very idea that this movie almost did not get finished and put out makes me want to chew glass.
Like
seeing how gorgeous it is, like the idea that this could have never seen the light of day is mm-hmm. absolutely heartbreaking. And I'm so glad that that didn't happen.
I'm glad you liked it. Maybe I'll try to watch it then. Yeah.
Listeners, if you're not aware, just a quick background. The Nimona movie was being made by Blue Sky Entertainment or Blue Sky
Entertainment.
Okay. It's the animation.
I think it's Entertainment.
Entertainment. Yeah. 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 And they were bought by Disney. And when Disney bought Blue Sky, they basically just threw or were intending to throw everything in the trash that Blue Sky hadn't finished working on and or that they couldn't like put out expeditiously. But I don't know exactly how this happened, but I have a feeling that Indy Stevenson used some of their cachet over at Netflix to help like get Netflix to save the Nimona movie from getting totally just trashed, because it was like 90% done. Like it was almost a finished movie and they were just gonna throw it all away, but now it is out on Netflix as of the day we are recording, so definitely by the time you hear this, so you should go check it out. It is super fun and cute, and they have amped up, they made the gay even more explicit than it was in the comic, and mm-hmm. they also amped up the what was at the time an unintentional trans metaphor with the shape shifting, but is now very, very explicit. So and I think that's great and beautiful, and I loved it so much. So
good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
So glad.
What about you?
What have I been watching, reading? So Frankenstein's currently on the back burner. I have about 60 pages left. It's become my subway read. So nice. I'm hoping I am going to have some subway traveling this weekend. So maybe I'll finish it this weekend. But on my computer, I've also been reading All the White Spaces, which is shockingly a post-World War I Antarctic exploration book about a trans guy. And it sucks. Both Chip and I are reading it, a friend of the show, Chip, and I are reading it, and it's not good. It's not good, but we keep reading it because we're obsessed with this one little biologist who's just so mean and terrible, and he's gay, so
yes, they win shocker
for us. I know, it's so funny because
that's tease Chip bait.
It is, and he just like sucks so bad. We're like, ah! So we're having a lot of fun making fun of it together, which is nice. But besides that, I'm watching The Bear. I'm still doing my Mad Men rewatch.
The new season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia started, and I've been mm-hmm. enjoyed all the episodes that have come out.
I love that for you. Okay. Has Dennis come out as gay yet? Finally,
Teresa. Okay, after this, I am going to tell you something that happened in the episode, in one of the episodes that came out, which I swear to God is actually gayer than if they had kissed on the mouth. We'll get there. I'm like, you have no idea.
I can't wait.
But anyway, sorry that I interrupted you.
No, I asked you. Don't worry. And then I think also recently I read all of What Happens Next, I guess what's available, of a webcomic, which I thought was very good, but it's currently ongoing, so I have to sit and wait now for new pages, which I haven't read a webcomic in a really long time, so that was fun for me. But otherwise,
is the webcomic called?
It's called What Happens Next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Basic plot is like, it actually surrounds people related to a murder that happened like 5-6 years ago type deal. And okay. Like the aftermath, the people that were involved, the people who are currently involved. It's definitely a very nuanced and hard read. There's a lot of transphobia. There's a lot of self-harm. Murder. So there's a lot of gore in it too. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was one of the most like honest and painful like trans representation pieces I've read in a really long time, which
hell
I thought was
yeah.
really interesting. And it's like made by a trans mask comic artist and stuff like that. So I think it's worth the read, if that sounds like something. Mm-hmm. Before every chapter, there is, in fact, like a trigger warning
page. Okay, that's so good.
Be considerate of what you're going to read. But I really liked it, and I'm very excited to see where it will move forward as a comic. Yeah. Excellent. So I guess that's that. Anything else? I've been watching the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah, I forgot that you've been doing that. How is that going?
We've watched...
I mean, you've seen these before.
Yeah, but I saw Fellowship and Two Towers in theaters as they came out, and I have not seen them since. So it was 20 plus years since I've seen these movies.
Sure, sure.
And then I saw Return of the King maybe like pre-COVID, but like post-college graduation. So somewhere between 2016 and 2019, I'm going to say, I saw Return of the King. But I think I fell asleep during it because my friend made me watch the extended cut and I was like, I want to die. So we've watched Fellowship and Two Towers and now we're waiting to do Return of the King. So I've been doing that. I've been watching Better Call Saul. I finished season 4 the other
day. Hell yeah.
And I think that's it. I think I've named all of the pieces of media I've been consuming. I guess Miss Maisel with my mommy. That's about it.
I thought of one more thing, and it's, have you heard of Game Changer?
Yes, I have. I know what it is.
I've been watching a lot of Game Changer.
How is it? Are you having fun?
I am having a lot of fun, honestly. I'm so glad. It's very, very funny.
My roommate watches it a lot, and every time I walk past her watching it, I'm just like, uh-huh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's Gwen walking through whenever I'm watching Game Changers, like, all right.
Me, Gwen, handshake meme.
The end of season 5 was like a big 4-part Survivor-esque challenge with like a whole big group of people. So
Didn't they do an escape room too for a season finale?
Yeah, they did an escape room for, I think it was like season 3 or something.
Okay.
I don't remember. Or they did an escape room. I don't remember what episode it was, but they like turned the green room into an escape room.
That's really funny, actually.
Yeah, Game Changer's really funny, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's all I've been up to.
So here at the Fresh Podcast Market, we are a real podcast about fake podcasts.
We sure are.
And Panda, I think it's my turn.
Whether it is your turn or not, I also have an idea.
Think it's my turn. I would love
to know what your idea is.
So we all know the song, You're So Vain. You think this song's about you, correct?
Yes.
So here's my pitch. Podcast is called You're So Vain. This song is about you. And I was thinking it would be very fun to have a music history podcast, because that's all I listen to.
Naturally.
About songs and the people that like inspired the songs and like what led to it. And I think it could be fun. So that could also mean stuff like how, like, I know this past week, Fall Out Boy came out with an updated version of We Didn't Start the Fire.
I can't escape it.
I haven't listened to it. I fucking refuse.
I'm not going to listen to it because, one, I don't like the original. And two, everyone says it's bad. And it's like, look, I stopped caring about what people thought about Fall Out Boy 10, 15 years ago, easily. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to start now. Look, those are my cringe fail boys, and I love them. But I don't have to hear everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, for instance, part of the reason why Billy Joel was able to write this was because he was actually, going to school to become a history teacher. Like, if music failed, he would become a history teacher. So, I think there's a lot of, like, weird background knowledge pieces for people. So, like, my personal... So, like, actually, the set of songs that made me think of this podcast idea is, do you know the song Train in Vain by The Clash, you know? You'd probably know it.
I would probably know it if I heard it, but
maybe we could do an audio clip or some shit like that over my bad vocalization. But that song was written about his girlfriend as a response to a song that she wrote about him. So I'm a very big fan of the band The Slits, and The Slits had their, I believe she was their, she wasn't their bass, she was their guitarist. Their guitarist, Viv Albertine, dated Joe Strummer of The Clash at one point. And it actually goes all the way back to the Slits released a song called Typical Girls, which was actually inspired by a then popular British model actress at the time. So they were making fun of her. They were kind of like mocking the idea of like what a typical girl is in the 70s at that time. And then as a response, and some of the lyrics that they used in Typical Girls, Joe Strummer used to write Train in Vain to kind of like poke at Viv Albertine at the same time and be like, well, you kind of suck as a girlfriend and like hear me using these lyrics back at you. Meanwhile, after that came out, the Slits also proceeded to write a song called Ping Pong Affair, which is about Viv and Joe Strummer's relationship. So like, there's a lot of hot gossip in music that we don't know about.
Oh, absolutely.
There's like one of the most popular callback and response songs from the 40s and 50s, it might be the 50s, is a song that uses the lyric Roll Over Annie, and that was actually a callback to another song, but the Roll Over Annie Wallflower song got more popular than the original, so people do callbacks to Roll Over Annie instead. So like, there's a really big history of this. I also thought like another example would be like Hang On Sloopy. Who the fuck is Sloopy? She's a record producer's daughter. So like,
interesting.
I think so, like, for me, I would fucking love this, but for normal people,
no. I love shit like this. Like, yeah. The Used have a song called "Pretty Handsome Awkward" that was mm-hmm. written about like the fallout between Burt McCracken, lead singer of the Used, and Gerard Way when Gerard Way got sober.
Amazing.
I mean, Olivia Rodrigo's debut album "Sour" is about that one boy that she dated from the Disney Channel.
Uh huh.
Like, yeah, like I fucking love like music hot goss. I mean,
yeah, "Creeping Out Sarah" by NOFX. Hello.
Fucking like everything about Fleetwood Mac.
I like, know. Oh my god. So I know very little about Fleetwood Mac, I will admit. However,
have you listened to you're not a patron to You're Wrong About It. No. Was the Fleetwood Mac episode in the public feed? I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe
there's an episode about Rumors, but ooh. if it's a patron episode, I can.
Good to know. But like, yeah, I'm fascinated by like what inspired Rumors. I think like I hate music biopics like so fucking much. I think they're so bad, but I really wish I could get like a Rumors biopic or like a really well done, like, Rumors memoir biography, like not a 33 and a third, but like actually about their interpersonal drama. Like, yeah. I love music. I love music history. I love knowing like who produced stuff and who like thought of like this crazy ass bass line and shit like that. But I love gossip.
Oh yeah.
I love gossip. So that is my podcast.
We're messy bitches who live for drama.
We both are. We both are. And I love contemporary music, especially like rock music history is full of contemporary messy drama bitches.
Dude Looks Like a Lady was written about like the lead singer of some fucking band. Why can't I think?
Not Aerosmith? Who even sings Dude Looks Like a Lady? I mean, I know it obviously.
Aerosmith sings Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Okay, so it's not Aerosmith singing about the lead Steven singer. Tyler.
I'm looking it up. The lead singer, Motley Crue.
Oh, see, there you go. I didn't know that.
I should have remembered that, because the reason I know that is that I read Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue's like auto bio.
Oh, did you?
Put out when I was in high school, called The Heroin Diaries. There was like an accompanying album that came with it, and I heard one of the songs on the radio and I was like, this kind of rules. So I looked up the album and I was like, oh, there's a book. So then I read the book. I like did not give a shit about Motley Crue, but
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. But
there you go. See, I'm glad that you also agree with me on this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I've been listening, something that I meant to bring up in our media segment, but I forgot. I've been listening to a lot of music lately, which is unusual for me because, as we know, my music taste generally has not changed since I was 16. But I've been listening to a lot of like pop punk and like Midwest emo. And
yeah.
You recommended me an album that I liked a lot. And this idea is hitting me right in a good part of my life right now. So yeah.
I have some essential reading for you.
Hell yeah.
Technically essential washing, but my personal favorite music YouTuber actually did a very good video maybe like a few months ago on about like Midwest emo and stuff like that. And I thought that was really
that useful. The band that I sent you that album for, Bug Moment, was supposed to do a show at a Culver's, and then Culver's like pulled out after they announced the show, and it got like a huge response from people.
Oh, wow.
They got scared. They were like, it could be a safety hazard or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So sad.
Oh, but yeah. I also think like it could be really fun to talk about like music lines that people stole. Like, I know there's a lot of complaints that, going back to Olivia Rodrigo, stole an opening guitar line riff from Elvis Costello, but Elvis Costello went, I stole it from Chuck Berry. So like, there's even stories. Yeah,
a lot of these like lawsuit things are like really weird right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it seems like everyone's trying to like prevent possible other lawsuits or something. And it's just, it seems very complicated and dumb, but yeah. But yeah, I'm super into this idea. Did you have like a title in mind, a name for the show?
I was thinking like, You're So Vain, This Song Is About You.
Yes.
I thought it would be very funny.
Yes. Yes. I love that. You're So Vain, You Think This Pod Is About You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I'm so glad. Oh my gosh. I'm glad that you agree with me. I think it'd be very fun. I listen to like a lot of music history podcasts, that kind of like delve into some of that, but I love the gossip, but
yeah.
I also find that music history podcasts are a really good way to gain context and understanding to songs as well, and helps you better appreciate the decade and genre of the time. So
absolutely.
That's just my interest. So, that's my podcast idea. Please clap.
I love it. I love it so much. And with that, I guess it's probably, do we want to go into the good vibe zone?
I feel like we should then, yeah.
Because we knocked it out of the park.
We did. One and done.
The good vibe zone is the part of the episode where we talk about something that brought us joy, brought us good vibes, something to, because sometimes even though this episode was very positive, sometimes Tease and I can be very negative, and we need to make sure
bitches.
We can be catty little bitches, and we need to make sure that we leave the episode with positive feelings. So Tease, what have you brought to the good vibe zone today?
Did you see a Neopets character was confirmed trans?
I did. I mean, we have known this. It's been like,
it's like on off kind of.
It's been like implicit up until this point, but now it is explicit.
It's for real, for real. Yeah, which I think that made me like super excited, unironically. But then so that's one of my things to announce. But then also, I just want to say, I had such a lovely weekend with friends 2 weeks ago that I wanted to say it as my good vibe zone thing.
Excellent.
The 2 weeks ago, I had friends, 7 friends come crash at my mom's house with me.
Aww.
There was an anime convention happening, and the anime convention was super close to my mom's house. And we all looked at each other and were like, okay, so let's crash at my house and go to the con. And then as we got closer and closer to the con, we said, fuck this con. And so for the whole weekend, a whole group of friends just came and crashed, and we like communally cooked dinner together. We ended up going down to the boardwalk on the Saturday.
So
we like hung out, we had a fire, we just existed as a group of friends for a weekend. And it was just so wonderful. Like, it was just so delightful. And like, we had so many heart to hearts with each other, and we cooked all this good food, and we just like got to share so many fun things with each other. And like, at one point we just had like a media swap where someone was like, oh, I brought this for you to borrow. And I was like, oh, I have this for you to borrow. And oh, so-and-so read this because I couldn't sleep. And it just was like so nice. And it really was just like a really nice feeling to know that like my friends feel comfortable in a place that I feel comfortable in too, you know what I mean? And just like,
yeah,
it was really delightful. It was Father's Day weekend, and it was a really good opportunity to like spend time with my friends. And like, my dad's dead, so I was like, yeah, whatever. So like, it was just a nice time to like experience a weekend with people who just,
hell yeah,
enjoyed your presence equally as much as you enjoy theirs. So my good vibe zone is that I love my friends.
I love that for you. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
There are a lot of things that I could have brought to the good vibe zone today. Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo had a new single come out today. And
How is it?
I super like it. It's so called Vampire, and I'm pretty stoked for what this means for the upcoming album.
Mm-hmm.
But But in a record first for the podcast and also the Good Vibe Zone, I have to go grab my Good Vibe Zone. I have a visual component now, since we are using a webcam now. So if you'll excuse me for just a moment, I'm going to mute myself and I'm going to leave everything recording, but I'm going to mute the audio and video and I will be right back.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay, I have something very special for you. If my special guest could please come in the room and make sure to close the door behind you. This is a cat free zone.
No dittos.
You're gonna have to crouch. I've got here, put this earbud in your ear so you can hear it. I've got friend of the show Annie came to visit me for 4th of July weekend.
To visit? So hello. The reason I put off
recording for 15 minutes is to make sure that Annie could get inside the house and I could make sure to welcome her before we started.
So cute. Okay, Annie, so I need to know, when are you coming to New York? Are you coming like at all for a visit or are you going to like legit move here?
So it is still up in the air. I will definitely be up to visit at some point because my girlfriend, Ren, is defo moving. She's moving in August.
Okay, cool.
And so I've applied for jobs up there, but still that is up in the air. And so I will not be moving up there until I have a job secure.
If you need like a reference for anything that's like New Jersey, New York related, please feel free to use me.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
I will do anything in my power to make sure that you guys do not get separated and can live your life deliciously here in the city. I genuinely love living up here. Like I mean, I've only lived up here, but New York, baby. I just love it here. I have to say, like, I really like my neighborhood and stuff like that. So to offer you the opportunity to like live in a close by neighborhood, it's just like so wonderful, the idea for me. So like I'm so happy you're here. When did you guys plan this? How did I not know?
I realized literally today or maybe last night, I realized that neither of us had mentioned that Annie was coming to visit. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to prank Tease on the pod.
This is so good.
Yeah. And it was pretty like, I mean, it wasn't a last minute plan, but like I was originally supposed to come for Juneteenth weekend, but that didn't work out. And so I was like, I can't, I've promised Panda that I'm going to come to visit. And so I was like, okay, 4th of July weekend, it is.
Yeah.
100%.
We're good. Good. Okay. Yeah. But wait, now that if you do move up north, how the fuck are we going to do Dolly World then is the real question.
You guys can just fly down and
I will just go Dolly World.
Yeah. We'll all just meet up at Dolly World. This is the thing.
So I will say this.
Yeah.
Even if I am up there, my dad still lives in East Tennessee.
Crushing
not,
it.
Not like exactly near Dollywood, but it's about like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour drive.
Yeah.
That's fine. So, like, and I can clearly drive with both of you too. I have my license. I'm not afraid to drive in a random state I've never driven before.
I also have friends and family that live up in Knoxville. So like,
perfect. Yeah. Cool. Oh my God. We should do this for real.
We are definitely
we need to go to Dolly World.
We are going to go to Dolly World. It's we going must. To happen.
Welcome to our new podcast. We are going to Dolly World.
We're gonna record a podcast at Dolly World.
Oh, that
you've
be,
heard of
that would be the back of hell.
Yeah, it would.
Did you guys see the TikTok of Justin McElroy doing like a duet on a TikTok and the guy was like, "Do you think you have the chops to be voice actor?"
Oh,
and
yeah.
Justin McElroy is like, "Yeah, I've been in a movie, you know, Trolls 2. And then the voice actor guy puts up the like the quote to say, Justin makes it two words and just and that's me.
So good.
It's so good.
Yeah, this is my Good Vibe Zone, is that Annie is visiting me, and I'm super
it's
excited.
Good vibes.
We're going to go to the beach that makes you old, and I'm going to make Annie watch at least the first episode of Interview with the Vampire, which, by the way, I need you to check the shirt.
It's such a good shirt. I did see that you were wearing it, and I was like, happy pride. End of pride. We love to see it.
The irony of wearing this shirt and having been listening to the new Olivia Rodrigo single, which is called Vampire, on repeat, is not lost on me, but perfect. Happy pride, everybody.
Happy pride. Happy pride.
All right. Thank you so much for coming and crashing the pod, Annie. And of course. It is time for us to wrap this bad boy up. And then I get to hang out with you.
Yay!
It's so good to see you, Tease.
I know. Oh my God, Annie, it was so good to see you too.
All right. Listeners, if you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at Fresh Pod Market. And if you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can do that at Ampanonata Tease. Where can you be found online?
You can follow me at Vicuña, that's V-I-C-U-N-A-D. You could also follow us on Tumblr, but jokes. If you have ideas for the podcast, you can send them to us in a DM, whether it's one of our personal Twitters or whatever, or our podcast Twitter, or you could just shoot us an email at freshpodcastmarket @gmail.com. There we go. I've been doing this podcast for how many years now? I still don't know our fucking email, whatever. Panda, who did our music?
Our music was done by my beautiful wife. You can find them on Twitter at Gwendolyn Maria and on SoundCloud at Hopefully Not Bad Lib. And they also edit our show because they are wonderful. And I was going to say another thing, but I don't know that we have another call to action. So, Tease, thank you for joining me at the Fresh Podcast Market.
Panda, thank you for joining me at the Fresh Podcast Market. And Annie, thank you for joining us, too. Everybody, it's time to finish the last day of Pride with fun. Have a good night. Bye. That was a really bad ender.
Bye.